The Northeast is experiencing another Arctic cold snap. Some flights have been canceled and ferries linking New Jersey and New York City are iced in. Some schools are closed and pipes are bursting. The governor of Maine has declared a civil emergency. This cold weather could be deadly for the homeless. While hundreds flock to overcrowded shelters, there are still many who choose to spend the night outside. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady Meyerhoff traveled with some outreach workers as they tried to coax the homeless to come in from the cold.
You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Every night of the year, whether it's freezing cold or sweltering hot, the Pine Street Inn, Boston's largest shelter, sends two outreach vans around Boston looking for people on the street who need help. On this night, their job is critical. One of the three outreach counselors, Joe Morris, lays out the plan for the 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. shift.
With the weather being so cold, our goal is tonight just to look for people and bring them in. And if they won't come in, just load them up with some blankets and warm clothes. But we'll do our best to try to talk them into coming in.
Morris says the ones who stay outside are usually heavy drinkers, drug users, or people with untreated mental illness. As the van drives its regular route, the counselors are constantly looking around to see inside ATMs, down alleys, and under bridges. The outreach workers know the name of everyone who sleeps on the street, and they know it's near impossible to convince some of them to come to the shelter.
Hello, Mannion, Pine Street.
All right.
How you doing?
In the doorway of a store, they call to a pile of plastic. Suddenly, the pile comes to life. Mannion pulls back his makeshift blankets and sits up. He's not wearing gloves. Morris asks the obvious.
So, stupid question, buddy. You want to come in tonight?
No, I'm okay.
You're okay tonight?
Yeah, I've been doing this for years.
Okay.
Yeah, for years, literally.
All right, supposed to go way below.
Mannion, who like all the homeless people we meet, asks to use only his first name, says he's been sleeping out for 23 years in various cities. He's thought a lot about what keeps him alive in sub-zero temperatures.
The funny thing is, with sleeping in real cold weather is you don't know when you're freezing to death because you're asleep. But if you eat something, it's the warmth in your belly which points out that the rest of you ain't warm enough. And it's a really tricky gimmick, you know. You eat before you sleep, and that's what keeps you alive.
Mannion says he won't go into a shelter because he's not fond of communal living. Pine Street Inn says they had about 700 guests on this night. 90 slept on the floor. The outreach counselors say about 60 people prefer to stay on the streets. The counselors don't have the authority to force someone inside.
You got a nice heated one in here, Nate.
It's one of these things where you're down on the
At an ATM in the north end of Boston, Morris wakes up Nate with a cup of hot chocolate. Nate, who looks to be in his early 40s, bald on top with brown wiry hair on either side, says it's too cold for him outside, but he won't go into a shelter.
Too darn crowded, for one thing. I don't love the shelters. I use them to take a shower, occasionally have a meal, but, I'll tell you, this cold is not any fun if you're homeless.
The Pine Street Inn counselors leave Nate at the ATM. They know they'll invite him and others into a shelter again, in the hopes that one day someone will surprise them and say yes.
Anything else you need? Socks?
For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff in Boston.
All right, Nate, you have a good one.